And Ellie said, well, it was all right. He said, well, Mother, just for a little bit, I'll go back.
Yeah.
But we don't want him to.
He just wanted to stay here so he can keep an eye on him.
We want him to stay here afraid she might cause him if he goes back. That's what we're afraid
his
of.
His wife?
Yeah, she's Spanish, you see.
Yeah.
We're afraid something worse than just running him off might take place. That's one reason we don't want him to go back.
I guess.
Okay. And my daughter has got a space. She's done got it paid for between her husband and his Josephine's twin brother, his own brother. Oh. That girl was here yesterday, her twin brother.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to risk it. That's
yeah,
all. We just rather he'd stay here with us.
I can understand that.
Just like I told Roy, even if he does wear the... And, oh, sometimes he makes me some nervous. I just want to reach up and get my hair jerked.
Yeah.
Roy said, well, Mother, we've got to put up with him.
Yeah.
Because said he told me nobody didn't care nothing about him.
Oh. That's bad.
Yeah. Well, he's told me that several times.
Huh. Well, everybody must care about him if they don't want him to go back.
Well, she didn't understand not to go, come back.
Uh-huh.
So you need to come back begging it. You need to come back begging me to take you back because I don't intend to.
Oh, uh-huh. I see.
And he's got one boy that's going to be 22 years old.
Is that right?
And if he ain't already 22.
Huh.
And he's got Jody and David. I don't know the two girls' name. I can't tell you that because I can't think of their name. But he's got five babies out there.
Mm.
And the baby's 12 years old. They ain't babies anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like I told Alice sitting here yesterday, me and her talking, I said, we can't blame him. He's come away from all his family. And I said, makes no difference. But his wife don't want him. But I said, that ain't because his children may not want to see him sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, really, yeah.
But Ricky, Ricky is the oldest one.
Uh-huh, the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he wanted to come see his daddy, all he'd have to do is just come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I say about that.
Yeah, yeah, he could do that.
And his sister was talking about you yesterday. She said, the kids ain't going to care anything about him, Mama, because she ain't granny's, so she ain't going to give him a chance.
Mm, yeah.
His wife said she's going to do everything she can to keep any of them coming about him.
Yeah, that's bad.
And he told me he didn't have but one kid that favored him.
Oh, really?
And
yeah,
that's,
which one was it?
That's David.
Yeah.
And he said, Grandma, he's as mean as the devil, like I was when I was born.
Funny.
That's what he said when I was growing up. Said he's mean as the devil, and he favored me, and he's mean as the devil, like I was when I grew up.
Let me ask you something, a couple words here. You might say, it wasn't an accident. He did it, wasn't any accident.
On purpose.
Okay. And you might say, she took a great big knife, and then she... Did what to that other woman?
Yeah, I took a great big hammer to the head.
Okay, if it was a knife, though, she'd have to do what to her?
Stab her.
Okay. When you were growing up, like in Pilot Point and so on, did y'all ever have any snakes around there?
Pilot Point?
Yeah.
We killed about, let's see, we lived about a mile from Pilot Point.